Hello, welcome back. It is your girl, Ola.Miss.Lola without the H. I'm joined by the lovely Mister.
Hi.
And welcome back to another episode of this Black Girl Podcast. I hope your week was good. I know this is coming out like a little late. Usually we're used to Wednesdays. We're playing around between Wednesdays and Thursdays just because life be lifing. And so, sometimes things get busy. But like I said, I ain't gonna leave you without a nice quality kiki, so to speak.
Yeah, I heard distance makes the heart grow fonder, so just makes the next episode, it makes the numbers better on the next episode, but
It
you're not
juicy.
consistent,
Oh, hell no, not even that. That's a reach. Oh my gosh.
That was a joke.
If you say so.
I don't know a lot about algorithms, but I know enough that they don't like inconsistency.
Fair, yeah, for sure. Actually, they want you just like committing to the void forever and ever. Oh my gosh. But anyways, wow, sorry, that was a yawn, guys. My apologies. apparently you don't know what girl math is.
I have no idea. You told me some kind of meme about crying about multiple things at once. That's girl math. And I was like, what's girl math?
Girl math, girl
And
math.
there is something
Yeah.
else that was girl related that I also don't
Girl
understand. Yeah.
dinner, girl dinner.
I
Honestly,
assumed girl dinner was just when you don't eat dinner.
no. Okay, first of all, as a man, you're wrong. Second of
Absolutely not half the memes on the internet about being a boyfriend or about how you need to make sure you take care of your girlfriend, make sure she has water, she eats, she sleeps enough.
and in your defense, I do have water. You did feed me, in fact. And hopefully I will go to sleep shortly, but
I know how to read.
good job. Okay,
Thank
well,
you.
one main sense is done.
Thank
Congratulations.
you. So tell me about girl math.
Girl math, I'll talk about girl math, then I'll talk about girl dinner. I'll go in order. So girl math is an excellent utilization of mental gymnastics to justify certain actions and or purchases. So, for example, we'll use a nice whole number like 100, okay?
Okay.
Let's say, because I have a small Tumblr obsession, let's say I wanted to buy a Tumblr and the
Okay.
Tumblr was like $100.
Just for pretend, we'll pretend.
Yeah, just for 10. I
Yeah.
actually haven't been buying $100 Tumblrs.
That
No.
doesn't mean the desire has stopped, but.
Haven't found one yet that's worth it. But anyways, let's say the Tumblr is $100. Girl math is like figuring, okay, well, the Tumblr, actually no, let's use 120. That's easier because there's 12 months in a year. Let's say the Tumblr is $120. And girl math is like looking at that and saying, 12 months, I'm absolutely at minimum going to be using this Tumblr at least once a month. So that means the Tumblr is worth about $12. Or no, it's worth about $10 because it's 120 divided by 12. So that's $10 a month. And if I use the Tumblr at least once per day at $10 a month, that's like 30 cents, So 30 cents a day is in theory cheaper than going to buy like a case of water, for example. And it's more eco-friendly because I'm not putting more plastic into recycling. So that's girl math. That's like justifying, like, oh yeah, $120,
Okay, I get it. It's like it's like the classic, like, it's on sale, so I have to get it. You
No,
know what I
okay,
mean?
no,
You're
sale.
like, no, that logic is solid, when
Yeah, the
it's like,
logic's
no,
obviously
actually, no,
solid.
actually, the best way to save money is to not spend
Whatever.
it.
But I'm just saying. It's okay, for example, it's like my Telfar bags, okay?
Yeah.
If I wear that bag at least once per year, then I've already essentially in theory like made my money's worth because it's like $1 a day. So it works out to $356, which actually is pretty equivalent in Canadian dollars. So, $356 a dollar a day. That's totally affordable.
I can definitely confirm that girl math is math because it's hard for me to understand just like all the other maths.
I mean, fair. I mean, okay, what else? What else can be considered girl math? Girl math is when I'll order, for example, from Oswald's, and I'll order chicken, and I'll be like the just chicken platter, if you know, you know. It's like ordering the just chicken platter for like $18 and just being like, oh, well, you know what? I can easily get like 3-4 meals out of that. So technically, it's not $18 for the one meal. It breaks down to like, you know, $4.50 per meal, which is reasonable. Girl math.
That's a steal, even when you think about it.
With nowadays with inflation, absolutely. Girl math.
Okay, girl math. All right. I think I've got that as locked in as I can get it. What was the next one? It was girl.
Girl dinner.
Yeah, girl dinner.
Oh my gosh. Okay, shout out to TikTok for making me feel so seen with girl dinner. Okay. I feel like somebody decided to just whisper the secret and everyone's on TikTok is like, oh, girl dinner, girl dinner, girl dinner, girl dinner, girl dinner, girl dinner. Oh my gosh, girl dinner. So girl dinner is actually food, okay? But it's usually a collective of other small items, and that becomes dinner. So, like, girl dinner, I've had a girl dinner before where it was like,
you slice up a cucumber because it's in the fridge.
Yeah, you slice up a cucumber, you maybe have it with some hummus on the side, and then you also have, like, a handful of M&Ms, and then you have, like, I don't know, something else.
Okay, you want
to... But that ends up being dinner. Or it's, like, when you graze over, like, a 2 to 3 hour period of just snacking, and that's essentially your dinner as well.
Okay, so the second one?
Yes.
I don't have anything to say. Well, I mean, it's a thing, I guess. But I was going to say, what's funny is, like, the first example you give, mm-hmm. there's actually a small meme between me and my sister, mm-hmm. and we call it feeding the flush prison. And that's what you're describing, where it's like, you're hungry, so you know you need to eat.
Yeah.
But you don't want to make anything to eat. So whatever is around is what
exactly.
You
exactly. Girl dinner.
Exactly. Well, feed girl the flesh dinner. Prison. Okay, you're trapped in the flesh dinner. Prison. You must feed the flesh prison.
I prefer girl dinner.
Yeah.
I prefer girl dinner. But that is you essentially know? Girl dinner.
Yeah. And your stomach grumbles and you're just like, well, time to feed the flesh prison. And then you eat. You just go take like a block of cheese and like cut a slice off. And you're like, yep.
That'll do.
Yeah, I think you have some M&Ms or something, and you're like, okay, yep. We're good.
And like 3 strawberries, like,
yeah.
Like just miscellaneous shit, but it's great.
And it's all raw, and it's all unprepared, or it just needs to be like microwave for like 10 seconds. Yeah.
Girl dinner. Yeah. Okay? But I'm laughing because it even made me like sit back and realize, I'm like, is this why we have the stereotypical like impression of girls, quote unquote, or women of like never knowing what to eat when you're like, well, you're hungry, you're like, yeah, I could eat. And then you're like, what do you want? And you're like, I don't know. And that's because we normally have girl dinner. We'll just grab what's around and, like you said, feed the flesh person.
I was gonna say, or is it patriarchy? Because I don't know, like, I do kind of feel like it's like when you think back to like a bunch of people running around, you know, like before we had like technology, before we had buildings, before we're even like raising our own food and crops and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Like you would just eat whenever. And if you were just walking around grazing all day, that's just what you would do.
Right.
You know, so it's almost kind of like a link up back, you know, like the one that
a I link think, to the past.
Like to the past. The one that I think about is like, there's some meme on the internet mm-hmm. that I read like a long time ago. They're like, oh, look, God made it perfect because like some people like to wake up in the morning. Some people like to be active at night. Okay, yeah. Great. Now you guys can have like people to watch your family all time of the day. And then it's like, no, actually, you can only work between like 9 to 5. And that's all.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like people naturally have these rhythms and naturally want to wake up at these times. But no. We're going to crush all that down to make it quote unquote efficient. And you're going to do it when you're going
to
do it.
Yeah, when we want you to do it, essentially.
Yeah, and I feel it's almost the same kind of thing with girl dinner right now, where it's like, yeah, well, okay, you ate. You know what I mean? Like, you did it. You didn't sit down and, like, prepare yourself, like, something right. in a skillet.
Yeah.
But, like, you had your dinner. What's the problem?
No, but the problem is there is no problem. Like, there is no problem. It's just a funny, like, validated moment of being like, I feel seen.
Yeah, but it's just, it's funny that it's like, there's like this weird pressure to like not say that you did it. You know what I mean? Like, there's some like weird, unexpected, unwritten rule of how you're supposed to prepare dinner. And if you don't, like, you have to wait for the internet to tell you to be seen. You can't just talk about it.
I don't know. I just, because you know when you have those things where you just thought like only you did that?
Yeah, all the time.
And then like social media has been able to show that like actually it's not just you.
Yeah.
Many people do that. So that's where it's like that kind of validation of being like, I feel seen.
Can I ask you a random question that might not be appropriate? You might not want to answer.
Okay, go ahead.
What's a random thing that you do that you went to the internet and it turns out, no, actually, you are the freak and no one else does that?
I actually don't know. I don't know. I do a lot of weird things, but, like, I don't know.
I definitely think for me,
uh-huh.
Although this is one of those ones that it's like, this isn't even that weird. Yeah. But for me, it's like, I hate when the paper straws get soggy. So I'm always
pulling them out, yanking that stuff out of the liquid it's in. I always call it you fingering the cup because yeah. Like you're always pulling that shit in and out. It's so yeah. Awkward.
Thanks.
It's true. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Is there any like weird shit that I do? I don't know. Do you think that there's any weird stuff that I do that you're like, I wonder if other people do this or is it just her?
Honestly, nothing is like immediately coming to mind.
Uh-huh.
But it's also like one of those things where it's like, it's kind of a double-edged sword because it's like, do you want to embarrass somebody like that? Because if it's like really weird, you want to like just like out them, you know what I mean?
I mean, fair.
If it's like, you know, every single time I put my underwear away, I sniff it three times for like, that's like so much, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to just go put somebody on blast like that.
I mean, fair, but for the record, I don't do that.
No, of course not. That was just an example, not related to anybody. Don't look into it.
I'm dead. I don't know. I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Are there any other girl secrets or terminology that you want to teach me real quick? Other than girl dinner and girl math?
Girl dinner and girl math are great. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I mean, girl math is funny to me because it's just being delusional.
Okay, hater. Absolutely not. It's a valid practice. And I will fight you on it every single time.
Okay, alright, sure.
Alright. I don't think so. I don't think that there's any girl exclusive terminology that I can think of right now.
Fine, keep your secrets.
I guess so. But I love girl math, especially like you said, you brought up sales. I just literally had a flashback of me and one of my girlfriends going to like Old Navy. You know Old Navy is my weakness.
Yeah, it is.
Old Navy is my fucking weakness.
What are your many long, on your long list of weaknesses?
Look, okay, first of all, stop. Second of all.
I'm just saying it's like Dollarama, Dollar Tree, Old Navy,
Dollar Tree.
Okay,
Michael. Dollarama is not a weakness. Dollar Tree is a weakness. I'm not gonna lie. Dollar Tree has some stuff still. That's like not
you got lashes at Dollar Tree last time. What
was
with that?
Bro, I was gagged. Yeah, I'm not even telling the location where I found it because I'm gatekeeping. I don't give a shit. I need to get more.
This is what we've learned about girl dinner, girl math. Now we're learning about girl boss.
No,
gatekeep.
Yeah, gatekeep girl boss. No. So yeah, the last time I went to a Dollar Tree, they had cluster and individual strip lashes, and they had me shook because they were actually nice. They weren't like those stupid, cheap, Barbie doll, plastic-looking, super fake Party City lashes.
Yeah.
They were, like, actually lashes that if I wore them, you would have to, like, double-check. It's okay. It's spooky season. It was a ghost.
I know. I said ghost.
Oh. Yeah. That, like, you would never know. You would never know that they were Dollar Tree, and I was shook.
The Dollar Tree and that kind of thing always, like, weirds me out a little bit because I always just think about, like, if you go to Dollar Tree, like, how much getting ripped off literally everywhere else?
Yeah, of course.
Like, how many products do you buy in your daily life that are, like, priced at, like, you know, $7 that actually could be made on, like, 20 cents and sold you for, like, a
marked
buck?
Absolutely. It definitely makes you think. Like, I understand, like, for myself, my girl math gets activated at Dollar Tree because I'm like, everything's so cheap. That means I can buy more. Yeah. It's like I'm stretching my dollar. But sometimes, not always, they will actually have like pretty decent quality products. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll try that or I'll have that or whatever. But I try not to buy too many shitty stuff just because it's cheap because, like, you know, the quality sometimes is on par with the price.
Yeah.
So,
That's true. Sometimes a Dollar Tree, you get what you pay for.
Absolutely. Like, put it this way. I will buy, like, lip balm from Dollar Tree because it's a lip balm. But, like, I wouldn't necessarily buy, like, lip gloss or makeup.
Right.
And not to say that some of the makeup's bad, but some of them is questionable. So, I'm like, I'll stick with just
the
lashes.
Yeah, why roll the dice if you don't need to? That's true.
Exactly, right? But, yeah. Like, going back to Old Navy and my obsession, I like Old Navy because... And my girl, this is my girl math reasoning.
Yeah.
Old Navy is a sister company to both The Gap and Banana Republic.
Okay.
So because they're associated with those companies that are also known for decent quality, long lasting clothes, I find, maybe I'm just being the Lulu, I find that the quality of Old Navy clothes are better in general compared to other stores.
That's fair. I think that's fair. Like, you know, you hear a lot of stuff about, like, you know, like Oreos and this random generic brand actually make up like the same factory and like right. Basically the same.
Right.
And yeah, we were literally just talking about upselling, right? So how much of it is like, clothes are the worst for that, man. Clothes absolutely. Are the absolute worst for that. So many luxury, not to like cut you off, I guess, but like mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know, like so many luxury brands, like, when you buy their stuff and they don't sell out, they'll just burn the rest of their stuff to make sure that the brand stays exclusive, mm-hmm. Things stay exclusive.
To its market.
Yeah, like the stuff they're selling seems more exclusive than it is, but like a lot of that is you just paying for the brand. What you actually get is like fine, but honestly probably not better than Old Navy some of the time.
Oh, for sure. You know how many times I watched this random, I think he's like on a TikToker or he's on YouTube Shorts. I don't know. There's this guy who does leather work.
Yeah.
So he will buy expensive luxury brand bags like Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Jacquemus, like Gucci, like wherever. Chanel. And so he will actually buy the bag, take it apart, take out like the hardware, the lining, all of that stuff, and assess the quality of the leather. So to find out if it has like a lot of extra coatings and certain paints to like emphasize its finish, or if it's just the genuine leather, and break down essentially the materials and the cost of labor for the bag and determine whether or not it's a good value.
Yeah, I've seen similar for shoes on YouTube. This one dude who just like takes shoes and just like cuts them in half.
Yeah.
And just goes through layer by layer of what's in there.
Right.
Assesses how much leather you're actually getting. Because like mm-hmm. Sometimes they try to give you, like you said, like these thin, like extra coated. So it seemed more than it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I found that really interesting because he'll just say like, oh, based off of like, you know, his experience and whatnot, this $2,300 like Chanel bag, it was actually, you know, $300, maybe $500 in materials and labor.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, you know what, that's actually a pretty fair price in terms of what you're getting because they put certain details or extra pieces and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so that was definitely very like, I don't want to say eye-opening because it's something I was aware of.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting to, like, really see.
And even then, like, I bet you on some of those things, he's being generous with the labor because it's, like, you know, if you're going to assume labor and it's, like, you're assuming it's an atelier or, like, somebody who's doing mm-hmm. whatever, you know, even those basic stitches are going to end up costing you more money because, like, the skill and professionalism. But, you know, it's not like these luxury brands don't use sweatshops, too.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's even assuming you're getting the right, quote unquote, the right person to sew your stuff together. Because honestly, like, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, But yeah, the point is, I like the quality that they give. It's not like I'm out here buying, like, dress clothes to go somewhere formal with Old Navy's clothes. But it's, like, it's good everyday, good sturdy, like, everyday basics.
Yeah, absolutely.
And because they're quality clothes that don't fall apart, like, I have no problem buying it. But, again, where girl math comes into play is I love to even buy, like, it's harder to resist when it's, like, on sale.
Yeah.
Like, especially sometimes, like, you've seen me get some crazy clearance prices.
The FOMO on clearance is bad, too. Because, like, you know it's, like, one of their last items, too. So sometimes it's hard to just, like, if you let it go, you know you're letting it go.
Trust me, like, when I pick up stuff and it's, like, anywhere, if it's like, $5 or less, guaranteed I'm buying it. Like, literally, you could probably bet on it. Unless it's something absolutely ridiculous that I know I will never need, I will justify it and buy a use for it. Like, I bought your sister's shirts for her dog.
That's true.
Like, that's how you know, like, she didn't need them. The dog doesn't really technically need it. But, like, when you see the shirt and the shirt's, like, such a great value, it's like, eh, why not treat the dog to...
Yeah, and it's funny. She really didn't need it because she already had sweaters.
I mean, but they looked cute, though.
They did look cute.
They looked cute. It was so hard to resist. But, yeah, definitely girl math overloads at Old Navy.
Yeah.
Sometimes get carried away with Dollarama. I'm trying to... Not Dollarama, Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
And then what else? Where else? I'm trying to think of other places.
Michael's is bad for you sometimes.
Sometimes. Michael's is bad for me sometimes.
Certain fabric stores.
Yeah, it depends if I'm in that kind of, like, sewing and creating kind of mood.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, okay, I'm preparing myself for the dragging, but sometimes I still shop at Shein. We already know Shein's not that great. I'm very aware. I usually try to avoid the fashion specifically because of the whole fast fashion, you know, industry in itself. And, like, sometimes I'll get home goods. Sometimes I'll get, like, little electronics or little bits and bobs in that kind of sense. But I'm trying to hopefully phase out shopping Shein.
I'll try to hold you to that.
Don't.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
I just said it. I will. I just said it for internet clout. Thank you.
Truth comes out. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. But,
I was going to say, one of the stores that definitely you go to and you're like, if you don't watch yourself, is the hair store. You shop local for that, though, so I'll give you that.
I shop local. I literally support one local beauty supply store. If you ever see me in any other beauty supply store except for the one, and if you know, you know, just know it was a desperation move.
You were just walking by?
And or an emergency.
Or you were just, like, walking by?
No, because... No? Wow. No, you know why? I can tell you why. We went out between last month. We went out, like, I want to say, like, at least 4 or 5 times that month. For, like, different reasons, different stuff. But we were in one specific area, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times, right? Over multiple days?
Right.
There is a huge hair store, and I never go. I never went. I can literally count on one hand how many times I've gone into that hair store despite being in that area constantly.
Right.
So it's not just because I'm in the area. It's because I have my preferred beauty supply store, and I like to shop and support them.
We'll have to get them a sponsorship on the podcast. That's what we'll do.
Work.
We'll be like, we'll advertise for you.
Work. Shout out to the local business. I love them. They do a great job. They have extremely friendly staff. They have wonderful products. A great variety. And like I said, I like to support local. And the owner is fantastic. So I'm very grateful. I'm very blessed to have my, like, preferred the go-to store. Trust me. Me and him, when I say I love that man, it's not the same way that I love you, babe, don't worry. But, like, I don't know. Okay, maybe here. Here's my moment where I'm like, maybe it was just me. I've had the privilege of shopping the beauty supply store after hours when it's closed and there's nobody there but me.
The face you're making right now is very cute. The audience can't see. She literally got up. She literally sat up and is like, has both hands on her cheeks right now, like Home Alone, but not screaming.
No, because like it felt so, it was just like the ultimate bougie like moment. I felt so VIP. I felt so VIP because I looked at the time. I was like, oh, it's about, you're about to close. It's okay. And he was literally like, oh, it's okay. No worries. I'll just lock up and then you can shop. And I was like, I can what? I can who?
That's what you're going to do one day for your birthday. I'm going to get you to Old Navy and they're going to close up and be like, no, you can keep shopping.
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you'd love that, though.
It doesn't hit the same. No, it doesn't hit the same. Doesn't hit the same. Absolutely not. But yeah. Well, because like, here's the thing. Like I said, Old Navy is just like, basics. It's not anything that's like fun or like, it's not the same as a beauty supply store, because a beauty supply store literally is like a place and a space where you can physically transform. You know, like if I wanted to get like certain wig, or if I wanted to get weaves, or if I wanted to color and dye my hair, if I wanted to perm it, if I wanted to put on lashes, if I wanted to do makeup, if I wanted sunglasses, like I could literally go in looking like one person and come out looking like somebody else. Old Navy couldn't do that for me. So they can't compete where they don't compare.
Fair.
Facts. But yes, I guess the only last thing I wanted to touch upon was because, like, you've seen a little bit of footage now. I actually watched TV for once. Television, that thing.
Yeah.
I watched live TV for once. Oh, I saw commercials for the first time.
That's a trip,
in
right?
Years.
Commercials are weird, especially on the TV.
Yes. TV commercials are actually a trip. I was just like, I remember this. This took so long. And it was, like, you couldn't skip ads, you couldn't do anything, you just had to sit and watch. And I was just like, how did we live before? But I watched the MTV VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right.
Yeah?
Who
do you think gave the best performance?
I don't know, because I didn't see all of them.
Okay, out of the ones you watched.
The ones that I enjoyed, I don't want to say the best. I'll say the ones that I enjoyed. The ones I enjoyed were Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. It was very fun, very high energy. There was this other girl. Her name's Anita. She had a really good performance. She's a Brazilian artist.
Right.
Shakira got the Vanguard Video Award, and like noting her 30-year music artistry history.
Damn, 30 years.
I know, right? So she did like a medley of like a lot of her popular songs that were both English and Spanish, which I thought was really nice. And
yeah, that's true. She's got like a whole secret catalog that like never got released in like America. Like,
fair. Yeah, fair. But like, Shakira is great. I really enjoyed it. I was singing along the whole time.
Yeah.
Diddy was also recognized as a global icon. He got the Global Icon Award.
Mm-hmm.
His performance was really nice. He did a medley of a lot of his hits, too. I personally like that he included his kids. Because he has twin daughters that are models. And his son that's also rapping as well. So he brought his son out for certain parts of the performance to rap with him. He brought his daughters out to like dance certain parts, because there's like one of his songs with Faith Evans, I believe, and another artist is going viral on TikTok.
Sure, yeah.
And so the girls were out and they were doing like the cute little TikTok dance to that part of the song. And I was just like, oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
He was giving like corny dad at the wedding, just like happy and having fun. In terms of that kind of energy, but I liked it though. It was fun. Like I said, I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
Who else? Nicki Minaj's performance. I don't know. Maybe it's just I don't like the new song as much. So I found it just like a little dry. But the second preview, she did like a preview of her, a new single. That new single was a bop. I like the braggadocious energy. And I think that's just what it was. She had more energy for the second song. And yeah. So I enjoyed that one a lot. Doja 8, as per usual.
I don't know. Honestly, like, don't be wrong. Like, I do think, like, Doja had one, like, the better performances. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of waiting for it to, like, cap off and go somewhere. And I feel like it didn't necessarily. Like, I appreciate the more subdued outfit. I was kind of waiting for her to, like, strip out of it at some point.
And have, yeah, like, I thought so, too.
Because I thought you could see, like, a onesie underneath.
And there so was it was going to be a thing. Red bra and panties underneath.
Right.
I personally also think she was supposed to take it off, but maybe there was some sort of wardrobe malfunction. Because, like, she started the song, like, with a blazer, a shirt, a skirt, the hair pinned up, and glasses.
Full sexy teacher mode.
Right. Yeah. And then as she was performing her medley of songs, she had on less and less clothes. I do think at the end she was supposed to be, like, more bare, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Okay, fair. But yeah, I was kind of waiting for crescendo that didn't exactly come. Nikki's was just... I feel like she really reined it in. Like, you know, like, Megan and Cardi, at least, like, don't get me wrong, like, it's hard to, like, live perform and, like, do all the dancing and stuff like that, but they gave it their best shot.
Even
if it was, like, a mix of audio and live, right? With Nikki, like, she did it all live, but, like, that's all. She took off a coat.
I mean, that's fair, but, like, here's the thing. The song also is pretty, like, subdued, so it's, like, I don't know how much... quote-unquote, like, performance she could have put into the song.
Yeah, but even we had that one girl who did, like, the magic trick. Like, that one country singer girl or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it was something. It was definitely something.
Yeah, so, like, she did, like, it was a similar thing where, like, her song was more subdued, so, like, she couldn't, like, jump around and, like, do, like, choreo or whatever. But she had, like, a little thing when, like, the lights came up and it blinded the camera and she was able to do, like, a trick dress switch. So when she came back, it was at least something, right?
Right. I mean, I don't know. Like, it was okay. I will say a lot of the more, like, Latin artists were some of the stronger performers.
Right.
Like, Karol G, it was her first time performing at the VMAs. She did, like, a medley of two songs. Her crew and her dancers were really good. I didn't like the outfit. I felt like the outfit was, like, Monster High / Christina Aguilera dirty era /
I don't know this outfit. I was gonna look it up as we're going.
Yeah, I can show it to you. But, like, the colors were, like, very starkly contrasted. It was, like, lime green and, like, hot pink. It was a lot to look at. Put it that way. It was a lot to look at, but I do think, like,
if you want to be nice about it, you can say it's maximalist.
Definitely. Strong maximalist energy. But it was good. It was a pretty good performance. I just felt like the costumes were, like, a little too distracting. If that makes sense.
Yeah, you weren't exactly feeling their stylist.
Yeah. So, yeah, this was kind of the look.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's whatever. I'm looking at it now. It's like a mesh top. It looks like a light mesh top. She's got, like, a pink bikini kind of top on. She's got some, like,
hot pink bikini top.
Very short plaid skirt.
She had matching leg warmers in the same plaid.
Right, yeah, I can see some of that.
Yeah, so, like, it was a very, I don't want to call it garish, but it was just, like a very vibrant color palette that was just kind of a little too much for me.
I mean, it's very bubblegum, it's very pop, but yeah, I definitely get you. It's just, like, it can be a lot when you're mixing bold colors and bold patterns and all that stuff together, for sure.
Right. But it was okay. The award show was okay. I'm not gonna lie, it lasted long.
Yeah, it really did.
Like, I was waiting, honestly, it sounds bad, I was waiting for it to be like, oh, it's gonna get cut off because of the 11 o'clock news.
Wow. 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 You're funny.
But it didn't come off. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess we don't have 11 o'clock news anymore. That's interesting. That's different. That's how much I missed, like, the news cycle or the TV cycle, that I didn't notice that they got rid of the 11 o'clock news.
You're just living in Simpsons world.
It's giving. It's definitely giving. So it stayed on until like 12, and I'm like, oof, that's how you know I'm getting old, because I'm like, I'm tired. I'm
ready. No, those award shows honestly go on for too long. Like, my family likes to sit around and watch the Oscars, but bro, the Oscars are so long. They're so long, and like, I only ever care about like three categories, you know?
Of course, most people don't, so that's why they have to drag it out to keep the viewership as much as possible. I feel like, honestly, the VMAs got many quote-unquote stars to actually, and I don't want to say quote-unquote, but when I say like so many stars, like they had Taylor Swift, they had Selena Gomez, they had Nicki Minaj, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, Ice Spice, you know, like all of the bigger names, so to speak, and some of the more, like, they had a lot of ethnic different groups. They had Afrobeats being nominated for the first time. Yeah. They had a whole new category for that, which I thought was awesome. But they had so many celebrities there.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you all doing here for the VMAs? Not to even say that the VMAs should be like a poo-poo. But it's like kind of like the Nickelodeon Awards. Like it felt like it's more like for kids.
Like, it's cool to win the award, but it's not like you're gonna be putting like VMA winning award album as you would like a Grammys or whatever.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly, right. So T Swift
like cleaned the hell up, but that's because she's fucking awards. Taylor Swift, and the Swifties are gonna do whatever. So like,
fair, but like even NSYNC reunited for the first time for it, and I was like, why are all these celebrities here? But then I realized it's New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, okay. So this was definitely giving the vibe of
crossover.
We were in the area.
Yeah.
Something to do, you know, kind of thing. So that's my conspiracy, and I'm sticking to it.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
I'm just saying, because it doesn't make, like, you know. The only thing I was not happy about, and I said it earlier, like, privately or whatever, I was disappointed that Lotto wasn't really nominated for anything. Like, yeah. She didn't show up, which, like, I don't blame her. I wouldn't either if I wasn't nominated for shit. But, like, I was actually disappointed that she wasn't nominated because, like, she's a pretty good artist.
Yeah, I mean, nominations are always a scam. I don't know. It's funny that you bring up, like, the Oscars, because I feel like this for me, like, my read on this, mm-hmm. On this year's VMAs is, like, they're trying to go woke. And, like, I hate that phrase or whatever, but I do feel like, you know, where, like, Oscars have really, like, discredited themselves mm-hmm. in the movies that they choose to nominate and who stars in those movies. Right. And I feel like the MTV Awards are really trying to, like, amp up the inclusivity, you know, amp up who's showing up and who's paying attention.
Right. I mean, why not? Because here's the thing, like, I feel like a lot of, like, people are seeing for the first time, like, how diverse the market truly is.
Yeah.
And that, like, they aren't as segmented and they aren't as separated as they also thought it was.
Yeah.
So I do like that they're including more variety because it reaches overall a larger audience.
Yeah, I really feel like they're trying to, I'm saying it, but I don't really mean it as a joke, but learn the lessons that Takis taught us.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like in the 90s, no ad executive, no product person would have been like, Takis are going to explode and be super popular because, like, they just would be like, white people, it's too spicy for them. There's too much for it. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't get into it. And yet it's extremely popular now.
Right.
And lots of people love it. And I feel like it's kind of similar to, like, there's a lot of assumptions about what people will and won't like.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Not really proven and not really tested.
But not even that. I feel like people don't realize the money that's in it too.
Absolutely.
Because, like, I'll never forget, like, even I feel like once major companies realized, like, for example, going back to, like, I guess black hair and stuff and beauty supply, but like when major retailers realize that, like, the black hair care market is a $4+ billion industry, they're like, four billion, and I'm not tapping into that in the slightest. I'm drunk. No, I'm
you just, you have a nicer read on corporations just, than I do.
I'm obviously, but I'm just saying, like, obviously don't mean it as passively, but it's just like, that's at least for myself, once that kind of fact came out, was when I started seeing the little black section in like Shoppers Drug Mart and Walmart and like,
oh yeah, you know, absolutely. But like, here's
it wasn't just at my local beauty supply store.
I absolutely agree with you, but where my, like, I'm saying, I think you're giving too much credit, is like, companies will put out stuff to feel like they're not being left behind. They will never breach the market, and they don't give a shit. Like, I mean, they won't look at a market and be like, oh, this is something we could do untested. Like, and honestly, I'll be real, a lot of them are just like straight up racist and discriminatory, and really why would we set up a market with those people?
Oh,
like,
no, actually. But here's the thing, they do by buying out existing well done brands.
I agree.
I remember,
but those people see the market, invest in the market, like, cultivate the market first, and then when the companies feel left behind, they're like, oh, and they snatch it up and they try to play catch up.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, what happened was, I think it was Miel Organics.
Yeah.
It was Black-owned at first.
Yeah.
And I think the owner at some point, I could be wrong, I'll have to double check. The owner at some point had sold the company to, I think it was, like, L'Oreal.
Yeah, something like that.
And so people were really upset and essentially assuming that, like, oh, well, now it's not going to be Black-owned anymore because this big corporation now owns it. They're worried about the quality declining and all of those things that happen with, you know, a corporate absorption.
Yeah.
So I think she came back and responded saying that, like, she, even though she may not be, like, the main owner anymore, she's still heavily involved in the brand and how it comes out. But I feel like that's more of a cop-out. But I do think the brand itself had hurt financially after that information came out.
I agree with that. And here's the thing. I even think that she could totally be like, yeah, that's what I intend. But, like, as someone who's played and been paying attention to the video game industry for a long time, I can tell you there's lots of studios who were young, they're green, they come out with this great game, they got stars in their eyes, a big publisher comes to them, promises them the world, and then 2 or 3 years later, they're being stuck with a game they never wanted to make, that's not in the wheelhouse, they're not excited about, and then the game doesn't do well, surprise, surprise, and then the company's getting closed, and then the studio's getting closed down.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's the same thing I'm sure is happening there, where it's like, I'm sure if she had her way, it would all be well and good, and that was 100% her intention. But she doesn't own the brand anymore, L'Oreal does, and L'Oreal gets to do what they want with it, and quite frankly, what they want to do is the stuff you're saying.
I mean, we'll see how it works out with that. I haven't heard much from it after it kind of died down, but I'm curious to see how that goes. But the reality is, in especially in the black hair care industry, not a lot of products are black owned.
Yeah.
A lot of them are white owned anyways.
I agree.
But it's specifically catered to a black market in a specific black space.
Right.
But I feel like those, especially those retailers, are realizing, like, hey, we don't have to just have it in these small segregated, you know, beauty shops or beauty stores. We can have this in Walmart. We can have this at Walgreens. We can have this at Shoppers Drug Mart or Price Mart or wherever they want to call it. Like, they can be included, and it will capture that overlap of a market where, like, let's say you went to Shoppers Drug Mart because you needed, I don't know, some antacid or, I don't know, Pepto-Bismol. And while walking down the aisle with your Pepto-Bismol, you're realizing, like, oh, shoot, they have this. This is one of my favorite hair care products, and it's on sale. Oh, okay, I'm going to pick it up here. Or I might start buying it here because it's a bit cheaper. That's the other part people don't realize, is that when they started selling, like, what's considered, I guess, black hair care products, they were selling it at arms and leg higher than the beauty supply store. So people are looking at that shit, and they're like, ooh, like, well,
true.
Why would I even buy here? Like, it would probably be like a desperation buy, like, right. I desperately need this, so I'm gonna buy it. But, like, I'm seeing shit for like $16.99, and I'm like, I could literally go to the hair store and get this for $8.99. like, are you drunk?
Yeah,
it's weird. But anyways, Thank you for sitting down and understanding why girl math is so important to me and all the beautiful shopping spaces that I need.
Okay.
And thank you guys for tuning in and hearing my ramblings about said girl math and shopping. make sure you're following the podcast on Instagram at This Black Girl Podcast, or if you want to send us a tweet, because like I said, I'm never calling it X. Our Twitter handle is at This Black Girl P. So again, thanks again for listening wherever you are. I hope you have a great day, a great week, a great month. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.